This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in the pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey! Welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. I hope all of you are doing absolutely amazing today and your week or your day is off to a great start. I hope this episode finds you well, boo, and you feel safe today. You feel loved and appreciated. And I just hope this episode finds you in a good spot. We've gotten a ton of new listeners over the last month or so, and I just want to take a quick moment to say, hey girl, hey, welcome to the pod. Welcome to the party. My name is Ashley, which you probably already know that by now, but I am the host of the Slay Girl Slay podcast. I don't know how you found us, whether it be you were just browsing and looking for a new show to listen to, or someone you know told you to listen. Either way, I'm so glad that you're here, boo. If you love it here like we do, please leave us a rating and a review. This helps others find the show. But even if you don't and you're just here for a good time, I'm still glad that you decided to listen. Also, really quickly, we have new merch coming out soon. I know merch is something we never talk about and we probably should. But yeah, boo, merch is coming. I didn't release any new merch last year. So this year I am doubling down and I have a few merch drops in store for you. So I am just giving you a heads up if you are one of my merch girlies and you've gotten merch before or you just want to check it out, it is coming. I'll definitely keep you posted on when that drops, but it's so cute, by the way, and I can't wait for you to see it. Okay, so on New Year's Eve, I don't really go out anymore like I used to. I used to do the parties, and then after my party girl era, I started going to church on New Year's Eve, but then church stopped having midnight service. So then I started going to church earlier and then just going to get dinner afterwards. And this year was no different. I had made plans with family to go out on New Year's, get a nice dinner as a family, sit down and just sit in the gratitude for the year that we had had and get excited for the year to come. And leading up to New Year's Eve, we had made plans as a family, literally down to the restaurant, the time we were going to meet there, what the dress code was going to be, the whole nine. New Year's Eve comes, right? I watch church online that morning, and then I start getting myself together so that I could go out to eat with the family. I'm getting ready, doing my makeup, and a family member calls. And they're like, hey, you know what? Change of plans. I'm sorry. I decided to go do this today, so I'm not going to be able to make dinner. I was a little peeved because this person was the one that made plans for dinner, but it's okay. It's cool. We still had our reservation. So I call some other family members and I'm like, hey, are y'all still going? And the sentiment across the board was like, No, sorry, I don't really feel like it. I think I'm going to stay in tonight. You go ahead. Everybody pulls out and half of my hair is already done and my lashes are on. So I'm ticked, right? I'm instantly irritated because had I known everyone was going to flake, I would have just made my own plans to do my own thing and we could have avoided this entire situation. Then the more I think about it, boo, the more irritated I become. And I start thinking things like, this is why I don't be hanging out with everybody. This is why I never like to make plans with some people because they always end up doing their own thing. And then I'm the one looking crazy. Now I'm the one with no plans, sitting sideways, trying to figure out how I'm going to bring in my new year. And things happen, right? And you may be listening right now like, it's not that deep. You're right, it's not. But for me, in the moment, it wasn't the first time I was depending on someone to follow through on something and they decided to change their mind. I wanted them to show up. I wanted them to want to spend time together, but they wanted something different. For me, in the moment, it's not that I was just irritated. I think my feelings were a little hurt. In the moment, I think I was so tired of waiting for other people to do something that I myself wanted to do, which is childish, I know, but I'm just being honest with you. So I go sit on my bed and it's starting to get dark. I feel like a loser because now I don't have plans at all and no one wants to hang out. And this was not how I imagined spending the last day of 2023. Alone, watching TV, sitting on my bed with lashes on. So I said, you know what? Everybody is always doing what is best for them. Today, I'm going to do what's best for me. And even though it feels very weird, what's best for me is still going to that restaurant by myself, getting my dinner, having me a nice meal, a nice drink, and still being thankful for all that God has done for me this year. My mood instantly changes. Now I'm excited. In my head, I'm like, will I look like even more of a loser because I'm going to go sit at this restaurant by myself? But I can't let the negative, intrusive thoughts win. So I finish getting ready. The vibe is back up. Then I start getting phone calls from the same people that I was supposed to be with. Like, Ash, what are you going to do tonight since we're not going to dinner? Oh, don't worry about it, sweetheart. I'm doing me. I'm about to go have my pasta and lobster. I'm going to go do what I said I wanted to do. And I kid you not, boo, every single one of them were like, oh, okay, looking stuck on stupid and parked on dumb. I have always been taught, one person don't stop your show. Okay, wait, the actual term our aunties and uncles and grandparents use is one monkey don't stop no show, but sometimes the word monkey when used to describe a person feels a little racist. So we're just gonna say person, okay? But another person's decisions, their attitude, their actions, their opinions, their wants, and their desires do not trump yours. Do not stop yours. Do not deter yours. And if there is something that you want to do, somewhere you want to go, a vibe that you are trying to be in this year, and nobody is trying to catch it with you, it is okay if you go alone. You do not have to wait for someone to be on board with your idea to see this idea through. You don't have to wait for someone else to be hungry when you are ready to eat. This goes beyond just going to get dinner by yourself, right? This applies to your goals this year. This applies to the small moments when you just want to go do something new, try a new restaurant, switch up your routine a little, but everyone else is still doing the same thing. You do not have to keep looking to the left or to the right of you to see who's coming with you. Just look forward. If it is something you want, go get it. If it's something you want to try, go try it. Because most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, people will do what is best for them. And they have every right to. But you have to do what is best for you. Because you have every right to. I was listening to an episode on NPR's Code Switch called The Women Behind the Montgomery Bus Boycott. And when I say I was tapped in from the moment I pressed play, when we think about the bus boycott, we think about Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King, but we never really learned how this bus boycott was organized. But in this episode, you hear directly from the many women who organized for months and did what it took to make this bus boycott happen. And y'all, I was locked in the entire time. If you're interested in hearing more stories like this, you have to check out NPR's podcast. Stories. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Stories of joy, stories of resilience, stories that are distinct and varied and nuanced as the Black experience itself. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. So, as someone that has textured and curly hair, I'm excited to share Clairol's Textures and Tones came out with a permanent color range specifically for curly and coily hair types. Say hello to the improved formula and new look while preserving curls and shine. With 12 shades of brilliant intense color, no ammonia, and stacked with argan and olive oil to deliver some much needed moisture and vibrancy to your hair. So if you're my girl that likes a little color to spice up your look from time to time, the new Clairol Textures and Tones was designed with texture and color specialists, and it was created with you in mind. Clairol's mission is simple: to make every woman feel beautiful and confident and help her live colorfully through accessible and easy to use products. Save your time and your money and give yourself a new hairdo, because it's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you were meant to be. Clairol, it is so me. Okay, boo, so pull out your vision board that you made a few weeks ago and ask yourself, what off that vision board are you waiting to do with someone else? I'm sure a lot of us have a dream vacation on there, a trip to Europe, a trip to LA, a trip to Chicago. Hey, girl, hey, I don't know. And maybe you have a photo on your vision board. Maybe you have a picture of passports or some sunny beach with pretty water and it looks beautiful and you want to do that this year, but deep down you're like, I want to do it, but I don't know who will do this with me. My advice to you today is make the first step today by blocking off your calendar for the time that you want to go, even if nobody knows about it yet. The intention here is to start getting yourself in motion and still planning your trips, the things that you want to do, the places that you want to go, without waiting for someone else to be on board with you. And as you plan and make your steps to get there, invite your people. And if they're in, they're in. And if not, they're not. But you see, boo, a lot of us are scared to do things by ourselves. I know I am. We have fear of looking crazy, fear of looking like a loser, scared someone is going to see us sitting by ourselves and feel sad for us. And our minds come up with the craziest what-if scenarios to keep us from getting out there and trying new things. Y'all, there was this documentary on Netflix called The Night Stalker, and after I watched it, I didn't go anywhere after 5 p.m. for 2 weeks. I didn't even fit the serial killer's, I don't know, target audience, but I was terrified. And my mind was telling me, if you leave the house alone when it starts to get dark, somebody's going to pull up on you in a white van and throw you in the back and take you to another country. Like, girl, make it make sense. Your mind will take you places you don't need to be. And most of the time, we're worried about how others will see us, when the reality is they aren't even paying attention to what we're doing. And if they do see us, they probably aren't thinking, oh, that girl is a loser for sitting at this nice restaurant by herself having a nice meal. Honestly, if I see a girl out by herself and she looks to be enjoying herself, I honestly want to be more like her. I look at her in admiration, not pity. I'm not saying throw caution to the wind, boo, and just be out here in these streets reckless. No, be smart and be safe. Know where you're going. Be mindful of the times that you go. Have someone track you, or at least let someone know where you are, and then get out there and live your life. follow through on the plans that you've made, whether people want to join you or not. I think we all should get in the habit of asking ourselves, okay, how can I do what is best for me right now? Beyond getting out and doing new things on your own, maybe it's how you engage with others, family members who do not know a boundary if it slapped them in the face. Okay, how can I do what is best for me right now? When someone says something absolutely wild to you, okay, how can I do what's best for me right now? When the workload has gotten too heavy, all right, how can I do what is best for me right now? That's the habit I am trying to form this year. Not on no selfish stuff, not coming from a place where I think the world revolves around me, no, but always just making sure I am doing what is best for me so that I can navigate the world, doing what is best for me so that I can enjoy my life, the things that I have planned to do. And mark my words, boo. When others see you doing what is best for you without them, trying new things without them, reaching new levels without them, they may look at you like, oh, okay, looking stuck on stupid and parked on dumb. Always make sure you do you, boo. Stop waiting on everybody else to do it too. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you loved the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to leave us a rating and a review on the podcast app that you're tuning in on. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to follow us on our socials at Slay Girl Slay and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. The Slay Girl Slay podcast is brought to you by Ash Media Network with brand new episodes every Monday. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.